Blog
Talk and the word of the night is jackhammer.
Funny, the
one that's highlighted is Oregon. And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another late episode of Among the Realms here. Yes, we are on. Yes, we are. I promise you we're on. I wouldn't be talking like this so professionally if we were on. Yeah, somewhat. So, oh, Jackie, just to let you know, you have 6 new updates available. Ha-ha! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome one and all. Sorry we're late. The computer was possessed. Yeah, it was a great show. Thanks for coming. Don't know what we're doing next week. Got to make sure. Yeah, shameless plugs. Here we go. Find us on Facebook, Twitter. Anyway, welcome one and all to the Trinity Metaphysical Center here in Hamburg, New Jersey. And we're going to be going over the big Trinity Summerfest we had this past weekend over at Skyline Stadium.
Number five,
possibly going on number 6, the way things were going. So we'll talk about that later on. But we're going to go around the table here. Everyone say hello, starting off to my right.
Hello from Jackie.
Hello.
Hello from Dana.
And I'm going to ask Charlie to wiggle the cable just a little bit to see if we can get the voice back.
Is that what the kids call it?
Your cable came undone.
Oh, it's almost there.
Can you get it? Can you hear anything?
You were closer before.
Yeah. Wait, there
he
is. Oh, close.
I hear it.
Okay.
How about now?
That's better.
That's better, yeah.
It's not going to stay.
We should do this
underwater with sound this good.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. So anyway, welcome one and all. And before we get, do we even need to do a good and plenty at this point? No? Boy, everything's falling to shit here. Look at this. Wow. Everything. You all right there, Jackie? Atta girl. So, yeah, the Good and Plenty starts off with the Trinity Fest. It was a really good time. Long weekend, but very good. Dana, how was your table?
Oh.
And first off, what were you there selling? And
I had Dana Dreamart poster up, and I was selling dream catchers.
Okay.
A lot of dream catchers, which I sort of buy the pieces, and I added my own art and stones on them, and people seem to like them a lot. I also had my art cards, which is all of animals. I do a lot of art cards for animals, and I do custom pet portraits, and so people were interested in that.
Very cool.
So I have a little bit of everything, and it was fun. So it was like I enjoyed it a lot.
Very cool. Virgil, what kind of table did you have? You had a what? Table with cryptids on. We're going to ask you to wiggle your cord, too, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Whoa. How's that?
Yeah,
how's
it worked.
I knew my phone.
It took the Big Bang Theory to work, but we got it working now. All right. So a table of cryptids.
I had a table with Bigfoot and UFOs.
Very cool.
A lot of cool stuff at your table, Verge.
You had a lot of guests.
Yes. I was very busy.
Yes. And Jackie did a lot of reading. Out of all of the shows, how many was this like the largest amount of people you've read? Definitely up there, right?
Well, yeah, because this one I actually worked till 10 Saturday and right up to 7 on Sunday. So I think I did 37 or something.
Like that. Oh,
wow.
God, that's a lot of stuff coming away.
That's a lot of readings. And Charlie and I were over at the eCrypt table.
Yeah.
We had almost every ghost hunting equipment spread out. Had the video going, had some EVPs, but I found a way to improve on that for when we do another show. I'm actually going to get myself a touchscreen with certain sound clips, and everything's going to be connected with the earphones. So whenever someone else wants to hear it, they can just tap on the screen and they'll be able to hear everything. So
cool. Okay.
Yeah. That'll be for the next time. So
but they certainly saw the videos. Yeah.
Oh, they saw the videos. Well, they also heard some of the EVPs when there wasn't a lot of people around, they were able to hear it. But when we got congested with people, nothing was helping. So, you know, I'll have a private, you know, a separate setup for the EVPs on the next show. So, all right.
Get the little bubble chair to put people in.
Yeah, sure.
No? All right. I'll cancel the order.
The bubble chairs. That would be nice.
You know what? You know what? You know what's really going to sell? Those little green glow-in-the-dark aliens you had.
Yeah.
Because everyone, young and old, were just picking them up.
You mean the ones the palm reader was throwing at?
Yes. Okay. And the ones that Cindy took, she was ready to throw at some of us, yeah. You know, some of them at us. So, Jackie, what was the overall reaction that you had gotten from the show?
We got great feedback from this one. They liked the venue and the people there. And so this was probably, I mean, just from customers who came in and bands and vendors and such, they all loved the place itself.
The Skyline Stadium, yeah. Oh, it was awesome.
And we had great bands. We had such great feedback on them. They were all saying, like, you guys have top bands here. So, the you know, Will Cowan and Mark DeLade did a great job with the bands and get taking care of all of that.
How did the bands like the fest and everything?
Oh, they said they liked it.
Okay.
They had a good time and they all liked it. So, you know, at the end I hear from each of the categories, whoever was taking care of them. But I didn't have any bad feedback on, you know, on that type, on the venue or anything like that. And they were so good. You know, they were, everybody there, the staff and everything, they were great.
Mm.
Very cool. Charlie, you do a lot of walking around on the show. You do a lot of scouting and whatnot. What was your overall feeling of the show?
Good fudge.
I know.
Sue's Fudge, was it?
The fudge shop or?
Yeah. Sue's Fudge. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I was
very good. And?
And?
Did we bring in the woman that did the vegan falafels outside?
Yep, that was Anna.
Yes.
Baker.
Whoa.
Those are great. I had one of those.
Man. I'm not, you know, one into the yogurt on this. But I tell you what, it was good. It was good.
And she sold out.
She did sell
out. Did she really?
She sold out, yeah.
Saturday, she ran out of food.
Yeah.
Good for her.
I'll tell you what, I walked out there on Saturday not thinking anything, and I was like, let me try it. Right?
Yeah. Well,
it looked like the blue Hawaiian truck with the pineapple hamburger.
No.
Yeah,
why do you got to bring that up?
Let me try this.
Right.
I was not disappointed.
Good.
It was excellent. So, yeah, aside of that, walking around, seeing everybody else, there were some vendors I thought were taking true advantage of the people that were walking through there.
Okay.
If you can't, I don't think you can be a vendor anywhere. And if somebody walks past your table, you got to say hi.
Mm.
You have to say hello or, oh, you see something here? Anything. You know, hey, you like Bigfoot? You know, whatever. Whatever you're doing.
You have to interact.
You have to interact. And I would say out of all the tables that were there, I saw that were sitting there waiting for people to come to them.
Right.
Actually, you know, and a lot of times, you know, if people are that interested, they will.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, when I walked around and I saw, I think there were two of them that was sitting there waiting for the customer to actually start the conversation, they probably could have done much better. But everybody else that I saw, the other 98%, I'm sitting there going, wow, there was a lot of interaction. And I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was really fantastic. Should we do this again? Absolutely. In the Adirondacks.
there we go.
I'm only kidding.
No, Charlie gave up his weekend at his new house in the Adirondacks because he did one for the team, which was the only right, but we appreciated.
It was, you know what? It's one of these things that you can enjoy.
Yes.
While you're there, you can enjoy. And you met, who was it, Diane and Ron, when he was interested in Bigfoot and everything?
Yes.
You know, nice. And he's just in. He just wanted information. He wanted more because he really was into it. You know, you standing there talking about ghosts.
Oh, God, yeah.
And, you know, everybody's got something,
mm-hmm.
You know. T-Go-T, talking about his tea and how he, you know, gave me the story about how the FDA came in and wanted to shut him down. And then he showed him his little Native American card, and he says, there's one up. Take one down for the U.S. and one up for the Americans.
So the American Indians, they have a free card when it comes to...
They don't have to go through the FDA. And secondly, it's a tea. It's a natural herb.
Yeah.
It's not like you're sitting there saying, oh, hey, look, you know, you want to buy some of this stuff.
Yeah.
It's very good. And if it can lower your... You know,
blood pressure.
He was.
Your blood sugar. Excuse me.
Yeah, he was an amazing interactive guy. When everybody walked by, he was like, you know,
he was right there.
He was right there, and his like Native American tea.
Yep.
You know, he was right up front with that, and then he knew a lot about
it. His daughter was at his table. Did you see his daughter?
Both of them.
Both of them. Red hair.
He has two redhead daughters.
She was young. She was very young.
She's 17.
17.
Really?
Yep.
She just completed her first semester at the community college here. 4.0.
I feel so old.
Yeah, she's very smart.
Yeah, but I thought it was great. But everybody else, I mean, I was very impressed. I was impressed with a lot of the people that were there as vendors. I thought they did a great job. And, you know, what else can you say?
Right.
Virgil, you were like really popular at that table. I mean, you had a great setup going.
Oh, all the stuff. You should have seen all the stuff Virgil had there. What did you have there? You had little glowing, you had aliens and Bigfoot stuff.
See-through model of one of the Area 51 aliens.
Yeah.
But it was in the box.
Right. There. And posters.
Different road signs for Bigfoot
Browsing. hold on.
There we go.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I had some street signs, some posters, little ghost hunting magnets, all kinds of different things. I brought in my Bigfoot sculpture I made a few years ago.
So what were people asking you? Were they actually sharing? Did they have experiences?
There was
with
a lot of UFO... In the beginning, a lot of them wanted to know if I thought there was a connection between the two.
The UFOs and Bigfoot?
Yeah. So I shared some stories about that. And then a lot of them were just reporting sightings to me or people that they knew that had sightings of both.
Right.
It was kind of a mixture. It wasn't just all one thing. So, but the couple that Charlie mentioned earlier, I think I spoke to him for, I don't know, probably a half hour.
Solid
40 minutes.
Yeah.
And then his wife went over and spoke with Paul for a while.
Yes.
Then she wandered away. Then she came back and got him again. Then I sent him on another chase to look for Andre to ask him questions.
So did they have personal experiences with Bigfoot?
I'm trying to remember if he had any personal experiences, but he did have one, right?
He did when he was 8 years old.
Yeah.
Not Andre.
The other couple.
The other guy.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember if he had... There were so many stories told to me.
Yeah.
It's like the last one that really sticks in my head was a friend of Andre's.
Okay.
No offense, Ron, I heard so many stories. I remember you asking me a lot of different questions and me telling you stories about different things that I had heard or read about. So if you did have an experience, I apologize. I don't think he did. But the experience that's most freshly in my head was a friend of Andre's. And he was in Pennsylvania near Twin Lakes Road, I believe.
Which is right around the corner from where I live.
Okay.
Yes.
And he, did you hear the story or not?
I didn't hear the full details of that story.
So this is pretty much what he saw. He apparently drives late at night a lot, and he tends to drive a little faster than he should. So as he said to me, he always looks in the rearview mirror because he's worried about the cops being behind him. So he's getting ready to pull over. So as he's speeding down the road, he happens to notice something in his rearview mirror stick its head out of the, you know, the growth on the side of the road and look both ways. So he kind of slowed down to see what it was. And when he did, this creature stepped out, and it took one step to make the middle of the road. And the next step, he was off the road and up in the woods again.
That was a big step.
And he didn't really believe in Bigfoot until he saw that.
Wow.
Now he's an avid believer. So.
And to his defense, everyone up in that area goes a little faster than they should.
Yeah.
Been doing that for years.
You got to drive fast enough so they have time to run behind you.
Yeah.
Instead of running in front of you. But wow. There's a lot of different stories, people reporting things. I heard stories about strange lights over Bud Lake.
Where's Bud Lake?
Bud Lake is in Morris County, Mount Olive Township.
Okay.
It's right near
where
Route
80.
Where
does Jonna live?
It's right where I live.
Oh, right. All right.
That's right. That's why I grew up in Bud Lake.
Yeah.
It's the largest natural lake in New Jersey.
So this is where you get a lot of UFO light sightings? Is that what they're talking about?
Well, there's been – that's where my family farm was. So I know there's been sightings there of UFOs at least from the 50s.
Right.
On the farm. I just went out again. Something doesn't want me talking.
There you go.
On the farm, I know that in the early to mid 50s, there was an actual saucer that landed. It left burn marks on the ground. And supposedly the military came out and investigated it. I couldn't find it on a MUFON site.
So they probably dug up all the burn marks and took everything with them, right?
I got the information from my one aunt, and she remembers the military. Hold up. The military is, I guess, playing with the mic. She remembers them coming out and investigating it, taking measurements, taking samples and things, you know, and actually coming to the site. And then later in the 60s, there was another sighting of a saucer over the dairy barn that several of my family members saw. I've seen strange lights up there. There's a lot of...
Okay. You're good.
You're good.
There's a lot of stuff that goes on in that property.
Right.
And it's not far. And I've just been... While we had our technical difficulties, I was looking at another BFRO site, and there's been several sightings in the area. And this relates to Bigfoot, of possible sightings of Bigfoot in Alamuchi Mountain State Park, Stevens State Park area, all along Waterloo Road.
Minisink Park also. That's what Andre told me.
Yeah, well, that's a whole different part of the country.
We did. But, we went up to Minisink Park.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we went there during the daytime, and we did a whole sort of walkthrough.
So it was an interesting time. A lot of stories shared.
Yeah. Well, people seem to really enjoy that part of the lot. I mean, like I said, it was almost like you had as many people waiting to talk to you as Bruce and Dave did.
Well, the best part, and I didn't tell Virgil this over the weekend, but when people first walked in, Virgil's table was literally the first one on the right. When Virgil was sitting there, everyone would kind of just look at the Bigfoot stuff and then look at Virgil. But he looks like a mountain man. So their eyes kind of went eyed. It's like, oh, this thing's real. It's like, we have got to talk to this guy. He didn't have to say a word. He looked the part, and it was the simple fact that not only did he look the part, he had all the information. People were just slowly walking by the table as Virgil was giving out story after story after story, and they're all listening intently as they're going by. But if Virgil had that right chord of interest with people, they just stopped. And he had to have been one of the busiest tables without question.
Well,
so
one of the stories that I repeated dozens of times was one I had just read. And it was from out in the Pacific Northwest. And I'm not going to tell you the date of the story at the end because it's very important to the story. But there's a man that kind of lives off the land or whatever. He's a settler out there. And he comes across a Native American walking with a big tray or a plate or a platter of raw meat. And he approaches the Native American. He's like, well, where are you going with this meat? And he said, well, it's kind of hard to explain. Just follow me. So he's allegedly follows this man through the forest, comes up to a cave, and he presents the meat towards the entrance of the cave, and this large Sasquatch comes out and starts eating the meat and greets him like it's nothing, you know. And the guy is astounded by this and kind of set off a little bit by it, and he says, well, how could this even be? What do you call this creature? And he goes, we call it, I believe it, the Indian name for it was Crazy Bear. And he goes, well, where did he come from? And he goes, well, they come down in these round lights, and they land, and they drop a couple of them off. And then as they leave and lift off, they wave goodbye to us. It happens every so often. It was nothing to them. But the really interesting thing of this whole story is that was reported in 1890, long before Hollywood was in everyone's head about aliens, long before Roswell, long before all the shenanigans of them implanting all this misinformation into us. So if Native Americans were seeing and experiencing these things then, you know, there's got to be something to it, you know, unless someone completely fabricated that story. I mean, it's a possibility, who knows, you know, but it was, it seemed like it was a legitimate story.
Well, I have no doubt in the world after reading Andre's book. I bought Andre's book, who's the Tigo T guy. He's a Native American guy. And he wrote a family experience of the year 1976 when he was 8 years old. The summer, his family met up with a Bigfoot. And it was an absolutely, it's not a big book, but it's called, what's it called?
It's right there, Danny.
Oh.
There's the cover of the copy.
Nightmare in the Woods. And he was, he and his brother were out in the woods on their moped, and his brother saw something, and he was behind him, and he whipped the bike around and got him back to the house, and he wouldn't tell his little brother what he saw. He was eight. His brother was, I think, 15, something like that. And so that was, they, you know, he saw something up there on one of the, on the roads. It's where the big power lines go through. So they, you know, they usually cut a swath through the mountains when the power lines go through there. Like, so it makes like a pretty clear path or trail so that you can go hiking on or riding your mountain bike on. So they saw footprints in the garden. His mother was upset because they kept seeing all these footprints mashing up her garden. Then they decided, well, they were going to do a plaster cast. So they didn't have plaster, so they did cement. They did a cement cast. And then they found hair on the fence, like reddish hair. And then he and his mother were out in the garden, and all of a sudden he could smell something. It's this horrific smell. He turned around and he could see this Bigfoot character, this Bigfoot guy, animal sitting right at the edge of the woods there, because their property was right on the edge of deep woods, and it seemed to be fascinated with this family, and he wrote this story, as you know, just fairly recently, last couple of years, I think, last 2 years or something, because this encounter stayed with him throughout his whole, up into his adult life, and that he was always afraid of the dark. He was afraid to go in the woods, and he had to sort of purge this out of his system in a way. So writing the book helped a lot to, like, you know, clear this out. But the book itself is so worth reading. He was absolutely terrified, and it's like, it was a very scary encounter, and the Bigfoot was very, very scary, and it makes you think second, you know, twice about going Bigfoot hunting, I think, because I don't think they're anything to fool around with, you know. And we still don't know exactly if they're, what his intentions were to this little boy. You know, were they to take him to eat him? Were they take him to just because they're curious? Were they take him to?
Well, he probably would have ate him if he really wanted to eat him. What's going to stop him?
Yeah. Well, not much. But, you know, so then I got to, since my table was right next to Tigo T, I read the book in one sitting, and then I got to go talk to Andre about all the book. Well, what happened here on this part? You know, blah, blah, blah. So that was fabulous for me. So it was. Haven't been totally involved in Bigfoot, but this one got me there. Got me there.
Yeah, you just have to see one.
Yeah, I just have to
or
see
hear one.
Well, my neighborhood's too developed. You don't think so?
Me neither.
Yeah, but I'm on the stream bed, so they can follow the stream.
If they really are interdimensional creatures, they can show up in your bedroom. Doesn't matter.
Ta-da!
Oh, thank you for sharing that.
I'm just saying.
No, I don't think they're. Personally, I'm not sure that I think they're interdimensional characters, but I do think they're a species out there that's extremely shy and fairly intelligent.
One of the reasons why I brought that up is because people will sometimes be tracking them through the forest, and the footprints just disappear.
Mm-hmm.
They just disappear.
There used
to be reports that they did come. They are somehow connected to the aliens.
There's times when there's a flash of light and they're gone. So, you know.
All right.
And that's one of the reasons why I looked in this one book I have. It's called the Big Bigfoot book or something. I don't know. It has different sightings throughout the country.
Right.
And there was a chapter in there about aliens and Bigfoot just to see what that said about it, because a lot of people were asking that question during the fest. And that's where that story came from.
Okay.
About the book of meat and them reporting that they come down and drop them off every once in a while. And there's a lot of correlation between there'll be a flap of Bigfoot reports, and then they'll see a lot of mysterious lights in the sky, or they'll see mysterious lights, and then you'll get reports of Bigfoot.
Okay.
So they kind of
mesh.
Some relationship there.
Yeah.
They match up in the.
Yeah. Either the UFOs are coming to see where Bigfoot's showing up to, or who knows what it is. Like I told one person, I said, even if we caught a Bigfoot and an alien and put them in a room and tried to get them to tell us the truth, you would never know if they were or not. You know what I'm saying? How could you even tell unless you observed it for years?
Well,
so
it opens a lot of questions.
Yes.
Very interesting.
There's a lot of strange things out there.
A lot of strange things, yeah.
So we do have a caller on the line. Make sure that, we're going to remind everyone who wants to call in, make sure we have questions or comments on the Trinity Fest. We do not do readings on this one, as we've had in other previous episodes. This one is strictly on the fest. Jackie's in no position to give a reading after what she just went through this weekend. So, caller with number 9494, if you do not want to be on the air, you can just hang up for 2 seconds and then call back. Because I know we do have some listeners who just like to listen.
Oh, just say no, thank you.
If you do want to be on the air, you're going to be on the air in about 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Still there?
Hello,
caller.
Hello, I'd like to order a pizza with pepperoni. For delivery.
Will that be extra cheese and extra pepperoni, or you just want the large pepperoni?
Well, whatever I can get. I'm just calling, guys, to just tell you I had a great time. Both Dave and I, people were nice. I got to talk to some people. I had to talk to Verge, Paul, Charlie, everybody. I had a good time, and you guys are great, and I think it went very well.
Thanks, Bruce. No, we're so glad you guys came.
So we introduced, this is Bruce Tangle.
Yeah.
This is Bruce Tangle from Ghost Hunters. And
he's awesome.
And his son, Dave, from Ghost Hunters, were our special guests.
Yeah, Dave told me, like I said, Dave said, Dad, those people were very nice. And I said, because I had told him about you guys. And he said, Dad, you were right. He said, they're all nice people. I said, yes, they are. So I just wanted you to know all that. And we had a good time. And I don't want to take too much of your time. I just wanted to call, say thank you for having us. Hope you have us back next year. But it was a great time. The weather was good. The place was good. People were very nice. It was good. I actually saw a friend of mine in the area that I hadn't seen since high school. We graduated together.
Wow.
And
that's awesome.
She came down, and I got to introduce my son to her. She lives in the area. I can't remember exactly where, but not too far. But, the area is beautiful. I don't know my way around too much over there, but I do like the area. It's nice.
So
I wanted
you
to thank you for taking care of me and getting the chair. I don't know how many it saved me, but Jack, I think you were being read from the guy with the gems or the stones, but I actually fell backwards. That the chair that has the, I went to sit back into the chair, and the chair rolled away, and I went down.
Oh no!
I'm a daredevil. I'm a daredevil. I gotta bring a helmet next year.
I'm gonna bring a helmet next year.
That was a lot of fun. But That's all I'm calling for, just to say hello and thanks for having us. You guys are great, and please keep in touch.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce, very much.
Thanks for calling.
Hope you're feeling better.
Yeah.
My pleasure. You take care now. Have a great night.
Bye, Bruce.
Bye-bye.
Oh. He's awesome.
He is awesome.
Yeah, both Bruce and Dave, they were so great. And it's so nice. You know, everybody loved them.
Did you get to ask Dave any questions?
No, that was a YouTube moment, ladies and gentlemen.
I was waiting for the face.
I did get to talk to him for a little bit before we first started. And, you know, we were just, you know, everybody was just filling everybody in on, you know, things. So I didn't get to spend as much time with him as I would have liked because, or Bruce, because I was.
You were busy.
Meeting all day, like, and I didn't have a lot of time. And when I did have a couple minutes, they would be busy with people. So the only time I got to spend any time was before we started. But Sunday, we had a great time with Bruce, you know, when he was taking a ride in the chair.
Yeah. Down the ramp backwards.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was so much fun. Yeah.
My heart actually skipped a beat when I walked into the center and I see Bruce Tango going down a ramp backwards and Virgil is the only one there as a buffer at the end of the ramp. Oh yeah, that's really gonna help him, sure. And I'm like, oh my god, I'm not fast enough to save anything. I have to stand here and watch this. Oh my god. Please, dear God, let's not call 911.
Sunday morning, we were laughing a lot.
Was that Sunday? I thought that was Saturday morning.
No, that was Sunday.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that was Sunday.
Dave wasn't there. That was the day Bruce came in early and he was watching us hang the sign. We were entertaining him. Yeah.
And that's probably why Bruce did it, because Dave was usually watching Bruce to make sure he wasn't doing anything like that. And I even told Dave, don't worry, Dave, we'll take care of Dad on Sunday. He's like, oh, great. Thank you so much. And look what we do.
When he flipped out of the chair, Paul was like going, ooh.
And I'm like, oops, somebody, well, I didn't want to make a huge scene, but he's like, I'm all right.
I'm good.
He's good.
I turned around and said, ooh, what?
Yep. And I didn't have access to get out and help Bruce like I wanted to. So yeah, those are moments, ladies and gentlemen. But I got to talk to Dave a little bit, and without going into a lot of detail, because in all honesty, we can't. I had asked him, you know, when he first started doing Ghost Hunters, what is the schedule like? What is the travel like? Like, how much does it affect your personal life? He's like, oh my god. And Bruce said the same thing. I asked Bruce the same question. They're like, and basically it was like, oh my god. They're like, it took 11 seasons for everyone to finally get like the right timing and in terms of travel and everything else like that. They're like, if you're going to do a show, ghost hunting show like this, they're like, you have to be prepared to be gone 3 to 4 months straight. Bare minimum. Straight. So it takes a big toll on your family. You are going to miss a few occasions. You know, your family really has to be on board with this. Yeah, this is not one individual decision here. This is a family decision. They have to let you go for that long. And the travel originally stinks because you're out and you're about. There's really no timetable. You get there, you do what you have to do, so on and so forth. But Dave was telling me that, you know, later on when, you know, they were finally getting into nine, 10, 11, they were like, they finally got the timing down. So they would be gone for a week and they have enough time to get back for the weekend. So, you know, the family quality time actually came back. And, we also have another caller on the line. She is one of the, I don't know, architects of the fest.
One of the organizers.
One of the originals. We have a lot to thank for. My other mother for the entire weekend, because when I was misbehaving, she just come up and slapped me like I actually deserved.
She's not old enough to be your mother.
That's okay. Well, no, she knew what I meant. you know, I'd go up, you know, I'm like, okay. And before I even said smack me, boom, she just smacked me like she should. So, hi, Mom, how are you? Others known her by Cindy.
How are you guys all tonight?
Hey, Cindy.
Hi, Jackie.
My partner in crime.
How's your gear shift, Cindy?
Oh, it's getting fixed. Let's not go there.
Cindy, what were your thoughts on the show, on the fest?
It was an excellent time. I got a lot of positive feedback from several people, and I think it all in all was a very good weekend. And I heard a lot of compliments about everybody's niceness and being polite to everybody else from Shane, who is the manager of Skyland.
Very cool. That's also very important.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when if we want to go back there next year.
I would recommend Skyland.
I would highly recommend
if you want an event there. Absolutely. They were awesome. They were great.
Yes, they were very attentive to us, and quite a few people came up to me that are vendors that were not at our fest that are interested in becoming vendors at the fest next year.
Yeah, there were a lot.
Very cool.
Yeah. Which is great.
Because they liked
so
the venue
and
everything.
A little bigger, a little better.
Atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So, Cindy, let me ask you. You were basically doing the Trinity booth with your daughter for most of the weekend. How was the people's reaction to you at the booth? Did they like everything? What were they telling you about? How were the customers?
They were very pleasant. Very pleasant. I heard a lot of positives. They were
cool.
Very, very pleasant. And I heard a lot of things that they want to see us bigger and better next year.
It gets bigger.
So we're going to get more vendors, more people, and we're going to go for the big one.
We're going for the PNC Art Center.
Please don't.
Ooh, it's a long weekend. Let's not push it.
Yeah.
The Izod
it was
Center.
A very long weekend.
The Izod Center would be a lot closer than the PNC.
Yeah, but remember they said
cover more. Yeah, the Meadowlands would work, though. That's the Izod Center. That's the Meadowlands. They drive off on Woodbridge, absolutely.
That's got a lot
of
spider webs in it.
But I heard a lot of good things. A lot of the younger kids were very excited to see Bruce and Dave there.
Yes.
And one little boy came up to me and said, God, I just met a big TV star. And he was so excited. So all in all, I have to say it was a great time, great weekend. And let's go bigger and better for next year.
we all here owe you a huge, huge thank you for all the work that you and your family have put in for this fest. A lot of sweat, a lot of tears, a lot of crying, a lot of laughter. Everything you guys put into this fest, we owe a great debt of gratitude to you and your family.
Thank you, but no gratitude is necessary because we love the people we work with.
We love you too, Cindy.
Oh, you made my day now. I'll tell you, the highlight of the whole weekend was running across and smacking Paul when he got out of line.
Yes.
And you were in a perfect position to see how many times that happened.
That was the highlight of my weekend.
Could you do it more next year? Since you're running
Oh, she will. Oh, no, please. The floodgates are open now.
Oh. But no, it was enjoyed. I had a lot of positives. And
We're starting next month for that.
Good. Good. Start early. Less stress.
We're taking 1 weekend off to go down to the
shore.
The beach, and then
get the hell
we're
out of here
lay
for
in
1 weekend,
sun
will you?
Get the rays.
That's right.
She just wants to go to the tiki bar.
Nothing wrong with that.
We're gonna hit the tiki bar, the sand,
so I gotta,
and the water.
So Cindy, I gotta ask: at the tiki bar, are you gonna be dancing on the tables?
My name is not Paul.
My name is not.
I'll video you.
Maybe on the chair, but not on the table. That's bad luck.
Paul's going to surprise you and show up at the tiki bar and dance with you.
And it's
honey,
Tito.
We don't need to go all the way down to the tiki bar. You just name your bar. I'll dance on the table with you. That's fine. We don't even have to go down
and
that far. But then your husband's going to kick my butt. So that really wouldn't be a great idea. She's laughing because she knows it. Okay, this went way out of whack right now, so we're going to try to get
back
on.
Yeah, we're going a little. That's another show.
We pull a little bit of a leash, see what happens.
Will she let go of the leash? Anyway.
So I wished I could have tried out. I did a couple of readings or experiences with some of the people, the vendors there when I would take a break, and I wished I could have tried out more of them. But I think everybody, all the readers seemed to be really busy. And there was one guy who did the crystals, Seth. He was the crystal.
He was a crystal reader.
Crystal reader, that's right.
Yeah.
And I'd never seen anything quite like that. He laid his table out and he had three setups of different layout crystals and grids. And you choose the one that appealed to you. And then he would rearrange them. And because crystals have a great deal of energy and they interact with however you interact with them.
And he was giving you a healing at the same time.
And he was giving a healing, yes. And it was curious. I chose one that had sort of like felt like it was a compass kind of point. And when he would move the compass point around in the circle, I swear I had my eyes closed. I could feel a circle energy going around in my body while he was doing it. Because then I would open my eyes to see, what he was doing, and I could see him moving it. So I was feeling something in direct correlation to what he was doing. And he was very unique, very interesting take on this.
Yeah, he was great. I got a reading from him, and I got the same experience as you, and he was right on target.
Oh, good, yeah. I think Jackie did too.
Yep, at the end I went to him and he was good.
Very interesting.
He's cool. He's going to come back for our future events, and he's from New York City. If anybody looks him up, he's Seth Sapphire.
Seth Sapphire?
That's his name.
The Crystal Soul, wait, what do you call it?
It was Soul Sanctuary.
Soul Sanctuary,
S-O-U-L. Soul Sanctuary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I did a reading with what was the lady's name who was the author, and she did chakra.
Oh, Barbara.
Barbara. She does chakra. Yeah, chakra balancing and readings, and she was absolutely delightful, you know. And
there were so many readers that were booked already, like Saturday already booked, so almost
Saturday,
all booked up for Sunday. I mean the readers were great.
And I got to give Eleanor a lot of credit.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes.
She did 20 portraits? Oh, my goodness.
20 portraits,
20 psychic portraits
among the 2 days.
Right.
That's a lot of – that's because she spends a lot of time doing those.
It's a lot of drawing.
It's a lot of drawing and a lot of focus on these people. And Eleanor, she's got a lot of energy. She's, you know – I think she reached her limit about 7 or 8 o'clock on Saturday night, right?
Yep.
Or maybe
her last one was 6:30, and she couldn't do any more. She was drained.
Yeah. But she just had people waiting in line for her. You know, they all did.
Yeah. Everybody did.
And then you know
and
the money
fudge
I made,
was
I
very good.
The fudge.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Oh, what flavor?
This world.
What flavor did you get?
I got watermelon.
Yes, you did.
Cordial, peanut butter chocolate and cookies and cream.
Oh my goodness. I got a little bit. I got a piece. I only got two little pieces. I tried to be. So I got cherry cordial and dark chocolate. And it was yummy.
Charlie, what was your fudge?
That was very good.
I had the normal fudge. And I had
meatball
fudge with
walnuts.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That's it.
So she was selling it by the quarter of a pound. The lowest amount you could buy was quarter of a pound, 4 ounces of fudge, and then up to whatever. It was really interesting. Interesting.
And if you buy in quantity, she will deliver.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that God saved me from that, huh?
And she also does the West Milford flea market. Farmer's market every Wednesday.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, she's got her niche. I mean, I could see that she was doing well too.
No, yeah. Everybody loved the fudge.
Everybody
even Booth
did very well.
Booth got the fudge.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, all saying this fudge is out of this world. I didn't even get to taste the fudge. Oh. I didn't get to do anything. I didn't even get one little piece.
Well, at least you got to do a reading.
I'm sorry for you.
Everybody's talking about how good it was.
It was.
Yeah.
It sounds like Cindy has a hoard of it. She can't share your food. You have a little piece, a sample Jackie can try, Cindy?
I'll bring you a piece, Jackie. I still have some left.
Oh, cool. Oh.
So she didn't bring it to... Anyway.
Whatever.
Our friend Shannon was very busy too doing palm readings.
Yes.
I loved her outfit.
Well.
She looked like a saloon girl. You know, I really she's wearing this little leather bustier top.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah. And the little brown skirt and little boots, and I thought she was so cute.
I thought they were gonna hang her from the ceiling and swing around with that outfit. I thought it was like some sort of flying buttress thing there, you know?
A flying buttress.
Well, I don't know. What do you call it? You know, they strap you up and you're hanging from the ceiling. And I'm not saying
it's called a bustier.
It definitely was busting. Yes.
She was cute in
we
it.
We have to bring Charlie to the Ren Fair.
I know.
He'll never be
yes.
the same.
No. He'll never be the same.
No.
Charlie,
they
wear chainmail bikinis up there with nothing under it.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
And those guys aren't even good looking.
Those guys?
I'm not talking about the guys.
I went one time. I just can't handle that place.
The Renaissance Fair?
No. Hmm. Can't handle it.
Why, it's too...
I got a joker in my face, and he's laughing and joking around, and I'm standing there, and it's hotter than blazes, and I got this guy in front of me, and no, it's going to happen.
You sure?
What if we give you some fudge? What do you got in?
No.
Not even fudge?
Not even fudge.
I could get you there.
The Ren sends with me. It's just going to happen.
Okay.
You got a better chance of me going...
Bigfoot hunt?
Zombies with you.
Oh,
okay.
Cool.
Oh, boy. Now you did it.
There were no zombies there.
That you know of.
Fergo's having the Bigfoot UFO and zombie table next year.
Well, great. 2 out of 3.
I'll find somebody from The Walking Dead to come be.
There you go. I heard Christopher Walken was a little put off that we didn't invite him this past weekend.
Was he around?
I just heard that.
Christopher Walken's still alive?
Of course.
He's
a zombie.
He's the absolute best.
Oh, my God. You're just making that up.
Yes.
I heard it.
Yes.
From who? Why would he care?
I don't know. I just heard it.
Does he live in the area?
He lives in New York.
Oh.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
we're going to find him. We'll invite Christopher Walken.
Can you imagine having him there?
I've met him.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
I think he's
so we also had Ari Chris Booth at Paul Mand.
Oh, yeah. I had...
Paul Mand.
Paul Mand. Her language is a little slurry tonight. Yeah. No.
I like it. You come on, Cindy, he's picking on me. Smack him.
You're right there.
Permission.
Oh, yeah, right.
Punch him.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I had the eCrypt booth, and this is actually one of the things Dave complimented me on. It wasn't we had all of the ghost investigation kits out, everything from the EMF detectors to flashlights to the dowsing rods to the pendulum, and it's not like we use those things all the time, but it was basically spread out like a history lesson. And the moment the kids walked in and they saw everything, if they weren't looking at Virgil's Slimer, where they can pull Slimer's tongue and they
his
can just...
tongue's never gonna
be...
I love
no, his tongue is never going to be the same on that one. The kids just pulled on Slimer's tongue, and Slimer makes a big noise.
That tongue got more of a workout.
It got a little bit of a workout. However, I will say there were a few adults. There were a few adults, Cindy, who had to pull on the tongue as well.
I missed the tongue.
And
yes, you did.
Yes, you did. It was a draw. You're right there. She's not all right. Damn it. This is why I wish we were on YouTube. Go ahead. Snort. You snorted before with Cindy here. Come on. Do it again. Do it.
Do it.
She's almost there. Yeah. Now we're trying to make you snort. If you're not going to snort, you're going to pee. So something's going to go first. There we go. Her cheeks are hurting right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you can get to the point here.
What? We've got another 20 minutes to kill. We're good here. Anyway, the kids would be drawn to the table, and that was it. They would be coming over, and the parents would let them go, and they're looking at everything. And luckily for me, I can tell now if someone's sensitive. Their sensitivity is like either higher or on a lower scale or whatnot. And I was getting kids anywhere between the ages of 6 and 12. And there were a couple of them. I'm like, yeah, you're not showing everything. You have more ability than you're leading on. And all of a sudden you see a big grin on their face. And they're like, okay, yeah, maybe. I'm like, okay, what have you seen? And that was it. That the floodgates opened up.
Sure.
We've seen the dark entities, we've seen ghosts, we hear stuff, our pets are going nuts. I said, well, good, because you're not crazy. You are seeing this stuff. And one of the popular ones, again, at this show was, we keep seeing a shadow stand in front of the door. And I'm like, does the shadow come into the room? They're like, no. I said, you're fine. I said, that's fine. I said, it's probably 8 times out of 10 a relative. They're just there for protection. And you could see the calmness coming down. And they're like, yeah, that's what we thought too. I said, they're just there to say hello. I said, you're just not at a point where you're allowed to see them.
I think Charlie, actually, you talked to a young girl, right? Said, wasn't the one
that Paige?
Yes. And you were saying she was talking about, because you were talking to her about the ghost, right?
Well,
she was seeing.
Her, she wasn't talking to anybody until she talked to you.
Oh.
Because her mom, Diane, was talking about a couple of things about ghosts. But Ron, the dad, was the one talking to you about Bigfoot. And then all of a sudden, Diane says to me, she says, Paige wants to talk to Jackie. So that's when I just
brought
her right over.
When you brought her over.
But she was really into it.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, there were a lot of kids that were, I don't like to call them kids. They were
young
adults, and they're so much more open, you know. Now every year we have a lot of
it's an education right now. It's so much. And there was another young girl with her sister. Mom couldn't get them away. Like, they tried, and then they kept coming back. And there was one in particular. I swear she's just a younger version of Virgil and I, where it's like something would happen in a haunted house, she'd run right to it. Like, even if you told us no, we wouldn't listen, and we'd still go up anyway. She was one of those, but she could actually see more than her sister. Her sister just needed a little more confidence to keep everything open, to see everything. And they ended up buying your book right after that. And I didn't promote the book, because I'd rather them look at it, get a really good feeling of it, you know, because then I know if they bought the book, they would have gone through it, you know, and they would have read it instead of just, you know, me forcing the kids to buy your book, and they're like, eh. So, they bought it with purpose, and a couple of kids actually did that throughout the show.
Yeah.
But we ended up trading a lot of quote unquote war stories at the Fed, and we had a lot of like basic questions, like, what happens if we see the white, a white light? I said, well, white light's usually a good thing. I said, if it's kind of a mist, I said, okay, you can question it just a little bit. But definitely an education. And we've talked about this on the show. When they start crying, or they start to get chills, I'm like, that's usually a validation for something, or, you know, someone's around, or, you know, but it's all good. Especially pets. Pets were the big thing, because something on the other side. Anyway,
Cindy, is that you?
All right, guys, I gotta go.
Yes, Cindy.
Okay.
Okay,
bye.
Cindy.
Thank you so much, Cindy.
Oh, thank you. I want to say it was a great fest, and I look forward to working with everybody next year to make it bigger and better.
You bet.
Same here. Thanks for everything.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Oops. Just a split second too short. Just a split second too short.
No,
love you, Cindy. I know. There's two smacks coming. Two smacks coming for that. But you all right? Probably, yes.
A knee and a smack.
Yep.
That would be appropriate.
But no, overall, it was a great education with the kids. We had a lot of parents come up and ask, you know, different questions about their homes. And we had quite a bit from Sussex, Sussex County. And it's like, from all of the ghost hunting that I've had with you guys, I've learned it's not so much of the house as it is the land.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they don't realize that. They kind of just moved in from here and they're like, oh, Native Americans, or, you know, there's just a long history with the land itself. And they're like, so it may not be the house. I'm like, no.
Yeah, because even New Jersey Ghost Investigations, who joined us this year,
yes,
they had a great time too. They want to come back next year too. But I saw all the booths, you guys were directly across from Trinity and myself, and that whole side of the room was busy at one point. At Saturday night, when the door, there was one point where it just like everybody flooded in.
Yep.
And it was like, I didn't even see the table from my side, because you guys were so busy, like so many people watching, all three.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, NJGIS too. So, this is awesome.
So you started to say that Bruce, what he liked about your eCrypt table was what?
Dave liked the whole setup.
Okay.
You know, there are some things, you know, Dave, you know, well, I shouldn't say Dave, but ghost hunters in general, they, some equipment they use, some they don't. They just don't take as serious. You know, they are supposed to be on the skeptic side as well as they should. But Dave understood why I displayed everything. He knew what I was presenting was more for education than anything else. And he thought it was a great idea, because it's like I said, it attracted all the kids. It made the kids feel more comfortable with all the stories that we were sharing. And then that got into the parents, because then the parents started opening up. Well, I've been able to see this since I was six or whatnot. And we're, you know, the stories left and right were going, you know, back and forth. And the kids were then cutting off the parents, you know, during the stories and whatnot, or the parents didn't get the stories right. And it was just.
So you basically start this whole conversation in the family that's going to continue when they go back home. It opens everybody up a little more.
Oh, sure. You know, but I don't think there's as much fear anymore, because they have some knowledge of what it may or may not be. The one thing we tried to stress is that it's not going to hurt you, and you have the ability to just get rid of it. Like, if it's bothering you, you can basically say go away, and it is going to go away. It has to listen to you on that.
Well, I think they're more open.
They are
younger. I mean, into all of it, because even just doing a festival like this, being metaphysical and paranormal, who was it that was someone was telling me, there were, because a couple of the vendors who joined us this year didn't necessarily resonate so much with the metaphysical and the paranormal, and after they were here, they were like, wow, I believe now, you know,
right,
like, yeah, which was pretty neat. Like, even seeing that with our own you know, our own vendors and things like that they at least they were open up enough to, okay, let me check it out. And then, you know, and I had a lot of people who had never had a reading before.
Yep.
Which was great, because that meant these were people who were giving it a chance, you know, like, let me see what this is, you know. So just our event even attracting that, you know, attracting them enough to check it out, I think that was great.
And
you know?
One of the things I got to see, like, down the hallway where the kids and even the adults, they'd go over to a place like Crystal Connections, and they'd see all the rocks and the crystals and whatnot, and they just stare at it. But then they go over and they're playing with it. There's like an intrigue to it because I don't think they've ever seen anything like this before. Like you were saying, when someone who's getting their, you know, a reading for the first time, they were resonating with everything that was going on with Crystal Connections because there was so much energy just from those tables alone. So that was a new experience for them.
Or the healing, like there were people doing some really neat services that people tried out, you know, and it's, you know, not the norm, it's whether it's alternative medicine or whatever, they were all giving it a chance. And there isn't any, like I said, I didn't get bad feedback on anything, you know, and they thought all the vendors were great and, you know, at least not on, you know, anything that, you know, somebody's services or things like that.
So. Charlie?
Yeah, I'd just like to, I guess, add to what Jackie was saying about first timers and this and that. But, you know, I bought the house up in the Adirondacks. I'm driving back yesterday. And on the radio, I hear a commercial for the Rutland Regional Medical Center.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there and I'm listening to it as my wife is. She's listening to the same thing I'm listening to. And all of a sudden they start saying, "We're here for you. We're listening. And we've opened up a new area of listening as far as we have a new Reiki center."
Yes.
They had all kinds of different things. Crystal center. This is all within the regional medical center that they have up there.
Wow.
And I sat there and they started explaining. One doctor got on and started explaining the rose quartz and this and what it means.
Really?
And help you. And I was like, this is a doctor. This is an MD. Talking about how some of his customers really trust what the different crystals do for them. And he sits there and goes, "Who am I not to believe that they're getting benefit from it when I see the benefits they are getting?" And I was just shocked. So, I mean, you
I'm
talk
shocked.
About the first time people,
yeah,
you know, coming and getting readings. And I'm sitting there saying, I'm hearing an advertisement on the radio
yep.
for the Rutland, you know, medical regional center up there. And I was just shocked. So, I mean, yeah.
Well, this is Vermont, right?
Vermont.
They're a little more advanced.
Absolutely. Just
but,
like
you know,
would think the West Coast would have a little bit more,
yeah.
too. But, I mean, for it to just start to block them out now.
That's amazing.
I thought it was great.
And let's flip this. Since we were working on the, since we've been doing the metaphysical here, we had one massage therapist who, Lori, did a phenomenal job. Did you get a massage? No. She...
Paul got one for all of us.
I did. Well, I needed one. I'm not going to lie.
Was she there at the fest?
Yes.
Yeah. Where was she?
She was at, all the way in the back.
She was by the Essence of Healing.
She was to your left
the
against the curtains.
Lady.
Yeah.
All the way down.
Oh, I remember seeing the tables
and
there.
And by Young Living.
Okay.
I had just worked, I think, 60 hours before the fest, and I was up all Saturday standing up talking to the kids. I needed a massage. I knew I did. Lori was great, and... lo and behold, she's like, the moment she started working on me, she's like, "You need a lot of work." I'm like, "Yes, I do." But
more ways than one.
Yeah. We didn't go there. Wait a minute. Come here.
I couldn't help it.
I know. Damn it. Your stupid computer just paused on me. Anyway, yeah. Yes. It helps to get, like Charlie was saying, it helps to combine the metaphysical with actual doctors, you know,
right.
The medical, combine it all. You'll be a lot better off. Shut up. Wait a minute. Here it is. Second, get your files for the insult. There you go. We're down to about, excuse me here, 6 minutes. Do we miss anything on the fest?
Let's see. Who did we have? If we go to the top level, we covered everybody. Oh, we forgot. My sister was doing reflexology.
Oh, yeah. Let's forget the sister on this one.
And Jane Doherty was
there
up there.
Go.
But we mentioned Jane. She was very busy. My sister was doing a lot of feet. and she actually had a lot of people who time tried that. But she had a lot of people asked her to do their children's feet this time, which was interesting. Hmm. And one was an actual massage therapist who asked her to do reflexology on her daughter's feet because she usually does massage
right.
and she liked it. And I think that's awesome that having the kids, you know, start that,
yes,
you know, at that young age. And then down in the lower level, we had ink palette to the left.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This was my daughter's artwork. And then Dana, and then it was Higo T, Crystal Connection.
Yep.
And then Jennifer Wood was doing tarot, and she also had her crystal cocktails, jewelry. And next to her was the LuLaRoe, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
And then I'm going around the wall.
Then back in the corner,
a sense of healing.
Right.
Then it was the soap, Sherry's homemade soaps. Lori was doing massage. Young Living Essential Oils was there. We also had
Scentsy,
which with the candles, and It's a Snap Jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
She did very well. Sam Joy Jewelry was there too. We also had
the pet
products.
The pet products,
I think,
right?
That was Jackson Boss.
Yes.
And then readings by Jin, which was tarot. The Village Shaman, which was also massage and readings.
Yes.
And they had products. They had awesome table too. There was a Dean Barath was doing mediumship readings and psychic readings. She also had pottery. And then we had the two charities, the Nom Knights and the First Responders.
Well, we had Janice's.
I didn't get down that road.
Oh, okay.
Yet. I just went around the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
She's down the outside.
Yeah, then we had in the two front middle spots was Pat, which was Psychic Insights by Pat, who did tarot. We had the Sue, who had Sue's House of Fudge, which mm-hmm. everybody's been raving about. and then next to her was Barbara, who did the Steingus stories.
Yep.
And then Janice was doing Cosmic Soul. She was doing readings also. Her daughter Jessie was doing the LuLaRoe by Jessie. And I believe, I'm trying to remember everybody, but I believe, I forgot.
The other
Zen by Jen was in there. They were on the other side. The Forgotten World was another vendor. Then we had Avon, Pampered Chef.
Yep.
And did I get everybody? Trying to remember, but because we covered everybody on the top.
If we forgot you at this point, we apologize.
Yeah,
we'll make sure we get you next year. Oh yeah, the outside.
Oh, that was Anastasia. Was a Global Grub, who does awesome food. They're always on Saturday, but it was late when she ran out. But I had the pita pocket with the avocado and sweet potato. It was awesome. So to her, everybody, there were a lot of people going.
What about all the bands? Can you name them?
I don't think so.
We can rename them next week.
Yeah.
All right?
Because we got cut short with our.
We're going to be cut short pretty much here.
So. Almost. We're down to about 2 minutes or so.
We don't have any plugs.
While Jackie's looking up, I'd like to thank Mike Flamant. From Sussex County Bigfoot.
Okay.
Starting up a research group in Sussex County.
Excellent.
That I'm going to get involved with, hopefully.
Nice.
Was he there?
He was there. He was in the wheelchair. He had the cast on his ankle. He had just recently broke his ankle.
Okay.
And he met with Andre, and then Andre sent him up to me.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Talking,
okay.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On his ankle, or?
Unfortunately, that wasn't the case.
You know, I'm into Bigfoot now after all this Bigfoot stuff.
Yeah.
You are into Bigfoot?
Well, you know,
she just listened.
You know, I listen. Well, no, I listen. I don't know if I'm big, but after reading the book, after reading his book, I'm a. Oh my goodness, he grabbed me on that one. He was so well written, so well written. I even already wrote my Facebook or my Amazon review for him.
So we're going to do our shameless plugs at the moment, and if you want, you can find us on Facebook at Among the Realms. Find us on Twitter at Among the Realms. Don't forget to follow us on our YouTube channel at Among the Realms.
Our Crypt Paranormal page. We've had a lot of views.
Good.
On that one since the fest. So, you know, we have a lot going on.
Keep it up.
We have a lot more coming.
Nice. So we'll see you guys next weekend from around the panel.
Goodbye from Jackie.
Goodbye from Charlie.
Goodbye from Virgil.
Good evening from Dana.
See you later from Paul. Thank you again, once again, to Cindy. And Bruce Tango for calling, and we will see you guys next week. So, or hear and see, whatever. We'll astral. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.